Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And we have some big news of the week. We will be celebrating the solstice. And if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, then it's going to be the summer solstice. And if you are in the winter, and if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the winter solstice. So I'm just keep checking my calendar. I keep looking down at my calendar thinking, I can't believe we are this far into the year and I'm already talking about the solstice. That is incredible. And the solstice, the two solstices, one is a I'm getting my hemispheres and solstices mixed up. As astrologers, we celebrate four main cornerstones to astrology, and that is the summer solstice, the winter solstice, the fall equinox, and the spring equinox. They are the four points in astrology that are very important. They mark very big changes. They mark seasons, and the astrology that I talk about each week, the Western tropical astrology, is based off the seasons. So the seasons are really, really big in astrology, and they're very, very important. And the solstice and the equinoxes, they also coincide with the sun moving into one of the cardinal signs. And this week we've got the sun moving into Cancer. So tonight's show is dedicated to all you crabs out there. And I'm going to be talking about what it means to be Cancer the crab. And so that coincides with the summer solstice. So the sun is moving into Cancer this week and we are celebrating the summer solstice, which is a big deal in the world of astrology. So for the next few weeks, what can we expect with the sun in Cancer? Well, if you know anything about Cancer the crab, you know that it's the sign of family, and whether that be the family we were born into or the family we create throughout our life, this is the season of connecting with those that we care about. So that's going to be important over the next few weeks while the sun is in Cancer. And then also this week we have nebulous Neptune turning retrograde. Now the outer planets are retrograde about half the time, so it's really not big news unless, of course, you happen to be a mutable sign and you're sort of in the middle of the mutable sign. And the mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So if you're born in the middle of one of those signs, then Neptune turning retrograde will be big news. And what it will mean is that going back and redoing something around creativity or reevaluating your spirituality or what you actually believe in from a higher point of view. So I will cover more about Neptune turning retrograde later on in the show. But first, I am going to focus on Cancer the Crab and everything to do with this fourth sign of the zodiac. So, as I said, Cancer is the sign of family and deep connections and a sense of belonging. What's also going to be important over the next few weeks is security, financial, emotional, and otherwise. So it's very important at this time around the summer solstice, the sun in Cancer, that we strengthen our bonds with our family, close friends, partner, etc. So, you know, also with Cancer the Crab, this sign is all about nostalgia. So, you know, during the next few weeks, you might find yourself flipping through old photo albums or going through old memorabilia. It's like being drawn or to people from our past or wanting to reconnect with people from our past or places from our past. Cancer is also a very traditional sign. So I always think of genealogy with Cancer and ancestry and finding out where we came from and just knowing our roots and who we are and what we are all about. So again, happy birthday to all you crabs out there this week. The sun will be moving into your sign on Thursday, where it will be until July 22nd. Now, Cancer is symbolized by the crab, and that makes a lot of sense. So why does that make sense? Well, if you take into consideration that sensitive emotional nature, so when things might get tense in the life of the Cancer, Cancer goes into a self-protection mode, so pulling into its shell until the trouble clears. So with astrology, and each sign of the zodiac has a symbol, usually it's an animal, mostly, and so for Cancer the crab, the symbol is the crab. And so the nature of Cancer is tough on the outside, soft and mushy on the inside. So, and Cancer, because it's is the sign of home. That's because the crab carries that hard shell around with it. That is its home. So the crab will always carry its home with it wherever it goes. So home is very, very important to this spine. So Cancer, symbol of Cancer is the crab, and that's because it carries its home. It retreats into its shell when it's hurt or feeling sensitive or emotional. And if you are fortunate to fortunate enough to have any crabs in your life, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, Cancer is a cardinal water sign, and I will go in a lot more depth in just a moment, but I'm just giving you the basic overview of what Cancer the Crab is all about. So cardinal, it's a cardinal sign, which means it's an initiator. It's a water sign, so it's very emotional. And the other cardinal signs are Aries, Libra, and Capricorn. And then the other water signs are Scorpio and Pisces. So there's a certain grouping, which I'll cover in just a moment, about the elements, signs of the same element and signs of the same modality. So Cancer is ruled by the moon, and so that would explain a lot of ultra-sensitive moodiness from this sign. And it's really quite telling, actually, that Cancer is ruled by the moon. And you'll notice that the moon, it goes through its cycle every 28 days. So it's, you know, it starts with the new moon, which we had just last week, and then it goes 2 weeks' time, it'll be the full moon, and 2 weeks after that, we start a whole new cycle again. So it just, it's reflective of the moods of Cancer. It's like the moon changes its shape very, very quickly throughout the month as it goes through each of its eight phases. So that's quite insightful. I will cover the moon in tonight's show as well. But if you think about Cancer and, you know, it's protecting itself in its home that it carries on its back through its hard, tough shell. But Cancer isn't really just about protecting itself. Cancer is known as the caretaker of the zodiac, and it will go to great lengths to keep its loved ones safe and supported. Cancer the Crab is deeply, deeply connected with their families and would do anything for their close friends as well. Cancer can come across as an introverted sign, but that doesn't mean that they are necessarily, and it doesn't mean that they don't care. Cancer is known for its moods, and as I said, if you can equate that to the phases of the moon and how quickly the moon changes shape each month, how it goes through each phase, you know, two phases a week, if there's eight phases, and four major phases per month. So that's how quickly the moods of this sign can change. So Cancer, you know, as I said, it's important that they carry their, the crab carries its home on its back so it can retreat at any time it wants. And, you know, Cancer, it's a water sign. It's very emotional. It's very sensitive. And there's that shell again to protect the soft and gooey part, the inside part of Cancer. So it's important that Cancer surrounds themselves with caring types who understand their moods, which are very fluctuating, as I just said. And then in return, the loyalty and devotion that Cancer can bring to its friends and family is unmatched. And so Cancer's interest in family, as I said, goes much deeper. You know, they make natural historians, as I said, with ancestry and genealogy. And many Cancers have been known to map their family trees. And I'm not just talking about Cancer as a sun sign. I'm talking about anybody that has any planets in Cancer. The same is in effect. And more so if the moon is in Cancer, that's very strongly Cancerian, the individual, or any other planets in any other signs. I mean, excuse me, any other planets in Cancer. So what can we expect when the sun is in Cancer through July 22nd? Well, during the next few weeks, when the sun is in Cancer, and of course it always depends on how any influence affects you as an individual. And as I always say on every show, if you don't know where your planets are, your natal planets at the time you were born, go to my website, theastrologer.com, and get a free chart wheel. And there each week on the show, you can follow through and see how each week's planets are affecting you and your natal planets. So what can we expect under the influence of the sun in Cancer? Well, it's all about deep connections and a sense of belonging, familiarity, security might seem more important. And, you know, we're just coming out of Gemini season, so it was all about meeting new people and exploring new places and ideas. But now it's more going to be more of a time to sort of not settle down, but just sort of focus on home, focus inwards, and focus on the people we know and care about the most. You know, our impulse at this time would be to strengthen our bonds with our partner. And as I said, you know, the past may have a strong pull right now. Cancer is known as the sign of the past or history, traditions. You know, some of us might want to be a bit old-fashioned, a bit retro, revisit the past, things that have worked before. Many of us might have an increased desire for security and safety, you know, holding on to what we have or recycling rather than overspending and buying something new. And it's, you know, while the sun is in Cancer for the next few weeks, it would be a good time to shore up our resources and strengthen our base of support, whether that be with people or financial or emotional or whatever it is. Cancer is also a very canny and savvy business sign. So So our business instincts will be very sound while the sun is in Cancer. And especially when it comes to planning for the future. And, you know, of course, we have Saturn and Pluto in the opposite sign of Capricorn. So it's really important for the next few weeks that we really plan for our future and we feel secure with a very strong, steady, solid base. But just be careful on the flip side, because there's always a flip side or a shadow side. Watch out for a tendency to cling to tenaciously to something that doesn't bring us security, because it will be holding you back. Also, during this time while the sun is in Cancer, our emotional life will really need attention, and our feelings, our moods might change like the tides, you know, laughing one minute, crying the next. And, of course, many of us might be feeling a lot more sensitive than usual. And try not to take things personally. Cancer, because it's very soft and sensitive, does have a habit of taking things personally. You know, we might be a bit over prickly, but it's really important that we give ourselves nurturing and self-care. And, you know, it's okay to retreat into your shell. So we can spend more time at home or internalize over the next few weeks while the sun is in Cancer. Now, the aspects the Cancer sun will be making during the next few weeks, on June 22nd, which is Friday, we have the Cancer sun forming a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. Now, this is good. This type of energy brings unexpected opportunities. You know, it's a time for being progressive and innovative. You know, those things might seem perfectly normal at this time. And, you know, we can look ahead and entertain what would normally be considered unique or even outrageous. Although it's a little bit toned down with Cancer and Taurus. But still, you know, the end of the week is a really great time for brainstorming and coming up with new ideas and thinking outside the box, especially if you're renovating your home at this time or wanting to change things up at home. It's brilliant flashes of insight may come to us around Friday, Sun in Cancer forming a very flowing sextile to Uranus in Taurus. You know, we're a little bit more open-minded at this time and curious about change. And on that note, we are going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Androsic of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the headline of the week is the sun moving into Cancer, and we will be celebrating the summer solstice. And we also have nebulous Neptune turning retrograde. Actually, that was today. Thinking it was tomorrow. There you have it, nebulous Neptune. It's all about confusion. So just before the break, I was talking about what to expect when the sun is in Cancer. And it's all about home and family and taking care of ourselves and those we love. And so the aspects that the sun in Cancer will be making for the next few weeks. Just before the break, I was talking about the sun in Cancer forming a very nice sextile to Uranus in Taurus. So it's all about out-of-the-box thinking, especially when it's around your home, or even like long-term plans around our foundations, like financial foundations, emotional foundations. And then on June 27th, which is next Wednesday, we have the sun, and I mentioned this before the break, we have the sun forming an opposition to Saturn. So this might be a bit tough mid next week, because it's like individuals will be squaring off against leadership at this time. So it's like just be careful for sort of like random assertions of authority, as bosses or even government leaders might pull rank on the common person. Even parental issues raise their ugly heads in the form of problems with authorities. Some people might find themselves backed into a corner and respond very emotionally or lash out emotionally. So be very careful mid next week, Sun opposing Saturn. And of course, I will be addressing that in next week's show as well. People might also be responding to constructive criticism, which might be hard to hear, hard to swallow. And, you know, many of us might be painfully aware of our limitations. And then on July 5th, the good news, so I should start with that. The good news is on July 5th, which is Thursday in 2 weeks, we've got the sun forming a really great trine with auspicious Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of luck and good fortune. So this is great news. So July 5th, just in time to celebrate July 4th, we've got the sun in Cancer forming a really nice trine to Jupiter in Scorpio. So if you are a water sign, and that's Cancer, Scorpio or Pisces, this is great news for you. Make the most of that week when the sun forms a trine to Jupiter. It's a very favorable time. It's associated with when sun trines Jupiter. It's associated with good fortune and opportunity. And so it's like seeing things from a broader vision or a higher principle. It's not really a time for detail, but it's more about looking at the big picture of something. So when the sun forms a trine to Jupiter, it's all about like looking at the future and sort of seeing what you want and being able to see the big picture of being able to get there. People will be more tolerant at that time, more generous, because, you know, sun trine Jupiter is great for tolerance and charitable types of projects or donating time or money. But just be careful of extravagance or exaggeration with the sun hooking into Jupiter. And then on July 8th, the good fortune continues because the sun in Cancer will form a really nice trine to Neptune. So what that means is that during this time period between July 5th and July 8th will be something known as a grand water trine, which involves the sun, Jupiter and Neptune. So this is really, really great news for the water signs or anybody that has planets in water signs. And again, that's Cancer, Scorpio or Pisces. So what can we expect when the sun trines Neptune? Well, it's all about creativity. Again, it's like a higher source. It's not about detail. It's a great time for artistic or spiritual or compassionate pursuits. You know, people, we're feeling more sensitive than usual, but sensitive in a positive way, and empathy and taking care of others. You know, we have this heightened compassion with this grand water trine coming first week of July through the second. And then it's like sort of go with the flow at this time and really tune in and listen to your psychic insights. So that's big news. And then more big news coming. On July 12th, this is really big news because there's a solar eclipse. So there's a solar eclipse that involves the sun and moon in Cancer. So the solar eclipse is when the when the moon and the sun line up in Cancer. So this is really big news. And eclipses, I was talking before that the solstice and the equinox are the cornerstones of astrology, and the eclipses are always headlining whenever they're coming about. So July and August is eclipse season. And so the sun, I'm talking about what aspects does the sun make while it's going to be in Cancer. So the sun is moving into Cancer this Thursday, the 21st, and the sun will be in Cancer until July 22nd. So the aspects that the sun will make, so the connections that the sun in Cancer will make to the other planets, and the biggest news is July 12th, the sun will hook up with the moon to form a solar eclipse. But not just that, both the sun and moon will be opposite Pluto. So it's going to be a really, really intense time. Solar eclipses are supercharged new moons. And typically new moons, solar eclipses are all about new beginnings. But before you can have a new beginning, you need to have an ending. And Pluto, because of the involvement of Pluto, that will be enforced. So the Cancer Sun will hook up with the Moon on July 12th, form a solar eclipse, and both the Sun and Moon will oppose Pluto. So it'll be about power and control, but Pluto is also about change and transformation. So it will be a time, the solar eclipse is the time for new beginnings and change and transformation. The involvement of Pluto, it sort of turbocharges. It turbocharges the way that we do things, and many of us will be facing new directions or looking for new directions. Especially if you're a water sign, this is great news for you, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. If you're a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, not so much, but Aries, Libra, Capricorn, this is all about force change and maybe doing things in a different way that you'll be forced to do, but eventually you'll realize it will be for the best. So between, you know, the solar eclipse and Pluto, planet of change and transformation, this is going to be, July will be a big month, sun in Cancer. And then, so that's it for the aspects when the sun is in Cancer, and I think that's plenty because of the involvement of the solar eclipse. Now, just getting back to talking more about Cancer, Cancer is ruled by the moon, which is really insightful because if you think about it, you know, the moon like controls is in charge of the tides on Earth, and like the seasons and the tides, our emotions ebb and flow in cycles. And so the moon pulls at the tides and also at our subconscious mind. So it's like, that's why Cancer is connected to the moon. If you're fortunate enough to have any Cancerians in your life, you will know that they do sometimes need a time out or they need to retreat back into their shell. So the moon governs all kinds of cycles. So Cancer ties into that. And also our subconscious mind. Cancer being a water sign is very, it's a very intuitive sign. It's a very instinctive sign. And the moon is all about our emotional nature, and wherever it lies in your birth chart, indicates the flavor of your emotions. And if you haven't had your birth chart read or done before, go to my website, get a free natal chart, and then you can find out where your moon is and all your other planets at the time that you were born. So the moon is the ruler of Cancer. The moon is all about emotions. It's very sensitive. It's very receptive. And in astrology, the moon is connected to the mother. So it's all about how we were nurtured, how we nurture ourselves, how we nurture others, how we were nurtured and taken care of. The moon in Cancer, the moon's connected to our daily life. And again, the nurturing is also hooked in or connected to food, because that's part of how we get nurtured. So also it's family, protection, caretaking. This is all connected to the moon and to Cancer. Now, Cancer is a water sign. And, you know, if you've ever heard of the saying, still waters run deep, that perfectly describes the emotional depths of the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. These three signs are born nurturers, sensitive to fluctuations in their environment as well as within their loved ones. They're very, many people born under a water sign are empaths. So it's very important that their environment and their relationships are very harmonious, because there's a level of, you know, it's our subconscious mind, and so we pick up things that might not be so obvious or direct, but definitely the water signs should, and especially Cancer, should always protect themselves. And as I keep saying, when the going gets tough, Cancer likes to retreat into its shell. So that's the water signs, and the connection there is they're very sensitive, they're very intuitive, they're very caring and compassionate. So it's important that their environment is always nurturing and protecting. The water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, are very have a lot of emotional sensitivity. Now for the good stuff, I'm going to talk about Cancer compatibility. I'm going to go through each of the signs and how Cancer connects with each of the 12 zodiac signs. So first up, Cancer and Aries compatibility. So if you think about it, Cancer is a water sign and Aries is a fire sign. So when you put, what do you get when you put fire and water together? So they don't mix very well, and that is an issue here. Aries can be quite brash, and Cancer is very sensitive. So Aries may hurt Cancer's feelings without even realizing what's happening until the damage is done. And on the other hand, you know, emotional Cancer can dampen fiery, airy sense of excitement. So unless you can find ways to compromise, and, you know, unless, you know, the Cancer has an Aries moon and the Aries has a Cancer moon, in that case, it'd be a great match. But unless you can find ways to compromise, it might be a little bit difficult, but I'm sure that there would be other planetary compatibilities going on. So Cancer and Taurus, this is one of my favorite compatibilities. This is such a great match, a really great match. Security is a key word here, both signs, like financial, emotional, you name it, security. And then together, you've got it. And so, you know, Cancer and Taurus make a really cute, cozy couple. You know, intimacy and devotion come naturally to you both. Cancer needs the kind of strength and loyalty Taurus can provide. And in return, Cancer gives the ball a deep emotional bond. You know, you can expect Cancer and Taurus to hole up together for really long periods of time, needing nothing more than the comfort of each other. Ah, doesn't that sound like bliss? Okay, moving right along, Cancer and Gemini love compatibility. So It's interesting, you know, when signs are next to each other in the zodiac, it's a bit of a mixed bag. Generally, it's not a bad match, but, you know, there's things that need to be understood from each sign. So when Cancer and Gemini come together, I would say that, you know, also other planets might be shared. They might have other planets shared in common. But the natures are very different to these two signs. You know, Cancer being a homebody, Gemini loves to socialise. And Gemini is typically only comfortable when they're busy and on the go, while Cancer can be quite a hermit sometimes. So, you know, these two signs have different aims. Cancer wants security, Gemini wants freedom. But, you know, great, there'd be great conversations. Both signs are known for liking to have a conversation. Now, Cancer and Cancer compatibility. Now, Cancer and Cancer, you make a great match. A lot of signs, when it's the same sign, when it's the same sign compatibility, not all signs are compatible when they come together, but Cancer and Cancer, very great compatibility. Of course, the priority would always be family. And so you make a great match because you understand each other. You understand each other's reputation for being crabby. You know, you have this love of home and family. You probably share the same values. You can communicate on a really deep level, not necessarily verbally. And then you understand one another's moods. That's really, really crucial for Cancer the Crab, is to have somebody that understands their moods and can give them the space they need. But really what Cancer wants above and beyond anything else is intimacy. So, you know, Cancer, you're tough on the outside and soft on the inside. And so I would say only another crab really, really knows just how to get through that hard shell. Cancer and Leo compatibility, well, at first glance, you don't seem to be such a great combination. You know, Cancer being a water sign, Leo being a fire sign, and Leo's energy might make the crab draw back into its shell. But when you look a little deeper, you actually have quite a few values in common that really could make this connection work. So Cancer and Leo are both highly romantic, sentimental, family-oriented, which, of course, sounds like a wonderful foundation for a relationship. And then in astrology, the Leo is ruled by the sun and Cancer is ruled by the moon. The moon is the mother, the sun is the father. So that is a really very strong foundation for a relationship. Next up, Cancer and Virgo compatibility. You two make a really good team. And the formula here for compatibility is signs that are two apart are generally compatible. So Cancer and Virgo together, you make a great team. You know, Virgo's practical nature paired with Cancer's emotional view of life creates a really good balance. There's a lot of understanding and trust between these two signs. You know, your connection might seem a little bit boring to other people, but, you know, if that's the case, they just don't understand the value of loyalty and subtlety of two people who could be a little bit introverted. Also, Cancer and Virgo would do really well in business together, as well as romance. You both have a head for business. Cancer and Libra. Oh, on that note, we will take a break and I will continue after the break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, dedicating tonight's show to Cancer the Crab. The sun moves into Cancer on Thursday, where it will be for the next few weeks. Just before the break, I was talking about Cancer compatibility. So Cancer and Libra, you're both cardinal signs and can be very different in nature and values. But you do have things in common, like all the signs, and you know, that's the love of person, the love of the other person, and you're both seeking connection with someone else. So typically, you know, any signs of the same modalities are not necessarily compatible, but with Cancer and Libra, it's like you are looking for a connection. Cancer and Scorpio, you're both water signs, so you make a really great combination. And so you together, you're capable of incredible depths of emotion. So Scorpio is actually one of the few signs that can provide Cancer with the emotional security and connectedness that the crab really thrives on, which is important for both of you. And interestingly, you both have hard shells that are difficult to penetrate. But you understand one another well enough to give each other the sanctuary you both crave. So a very good match. Cancer and Sagittarius, you two just seem really different. Sagittarius is a fire sign, Cancer a water sign. So you're going to have to find some common ground. I'm sure there'd be other planetary connections between you though. And so, you know, like the differences are, you know, the crab will draw into its shell at the first sign of anything new or unfamiliar, while Sagittarius will thrive on the new and unfamiliar. So, you know, Cancer is very sensitive and Sagittarius is sort of the opposite of that. So there really does need to be other factors taken into consideration for this combination. Cancer and Capricorn, you make a great combination because the formula in astrology is opposite signs attract. So this Cancer Capricorn, you make a really, really great long-term match. You can work in harmony together when you've got shared goals. Cancer is oriented toward the home, while Capricorn is more career-focused. But you're both quite traditional and definitely highly security-conscious. So overall, a very good match. Cancer and Aquarius sort of have little in common. Aquarius is an air sign. Cancer is a water sign. So Cancer is emotional and nurturing, while Aquarius can be a bit aloof and detached. So unless there's other factors involved, it might be a tough match. And finally, Cancer and Pisces. This is a great combination, a great compatibility. Similar in nature, you're both water signs, you're both romantic, sensitive. It's sort of like maybe at times it might feel like you can read each other's minds. Good to share big dreams, and you connect on a very deep emotional level. So there you have it. That's Cancer compatibility. So this week I mentioned the sun moving into Cancer, which coincides with the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. This happens once a year. And so what the solstice means is the sun rises and sets at the greatest northern distance from the earth. So that's what gives the effect of the longest day of the year, because it's the summer solstice. So summer officially will begin on Thursday, which is the 21st, the summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere. It's the longest day, the shortest night. And of course, if you're in the southern hemisphere, the reverse is true. It'll be the shortest day and the longest night because you will be celebrating the winter solstice. So, so there we have it. So the summer solstice is the time for celebrating the warmer weather and passions heating up when the temperature heats up. Just generally around the summer solstice, activities are more extroverted. So that's why there's a lot more barbecues and parties and outdoor concerts and people making the most of the fantastic summer weather, depending on where you are, of course, and not in a foggy city. So it's a time for fun and games and physical workouts and sporting activities. And of course, did I say barbecues? And definitely barbecues. And if you're in the winter, if you're in the winter hemisphere, if you're in the southern hemisphere and you'll be celebrating the winter solstice, which is sort of hard to understand, from the other hemisphere's point of view, but you will be celebrating the winter solstice. So there you have it. Big news. We've got the solstice, sun moving into Cancer. Also this week we have nebulous Neptune turning retrograde until November 24th. Now, as I mentioned very early on in the show, the outer planets are retrograde, which means they appear to be traveling backwards in their orbit around the sun. Technically, they do not move backwards. They just slow down, so they look like they're moving backwards. Technically, the outer planets, and that's Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, let's throw in Saturn as well, are retrograde nearly half the time. So it's really not a big deal unless the retrograde is affecting one of your natal planets, and then you will know all about it. Because Neptune is called the planet of illusion, and it rules all things illusionary, the intangible, the ethereal, the abstract, the elusive. Dreams, fantasy fall within this planet's realms, as does spirituality and idealism. It's easy to understand the influence of Neptune if you think of it in terms of that which can't be defined, things that are changeable, that don't have any discernible boundaries, things that you just sort of can't put your finger on. That's all about Neptune. Like any planetary energy or any energy in astrology, there's always two sides to the same coin. With Neptune, it could make your day a lot more pleasant with daydreams, and but on the other hand, confuse your sense of reality. So, it could make life more pleasant or more difficult. It just depends on where it sits in your chart that it's turning at the point that it turns retrograde. Now, Neptune rules the dreamy sign of Pisces. And so what this means with Neptune turning retrograde, Neptune spends about 14 years in one sign. So it's about halfway through Pisces now. So we've got another 7 years to go. The thing with Neptune is we can't see it from our perspective here on Earth without a very powerful telescope. So, and as I said, we can't track it with our naked eye. So we will rely on our ephemerides to tell us when it will be retrograde. So it will be retrograde. Neptune is typically retrograde about 43% of the time. It's not really a big deal. It's only a big deal when it affects any one of your natal planets. So, as I said, Neptune's related to creativity and our spiritual life when it's retrograde. We're likely to be more attentive to these areas of our life and perhaps give them voice if this retrograde does trigger one of your natal planets. And it's about inspiration, and so it's like maybe it's a good time to be keeping a dream journal, because if it is affecting you, our dreams are likely to be very vivid at this time when Neptune turns retrograde. You know, and right where planets change direction, either turn retrograde or move forward, or turn direct, as astrologers say, that's known as a stationary period. And so that's a very potent time. So right now, you know, we've just had Neptune turn retrograde this afternoon. So tonight, pay attention to your dream. And if you're having really vivid dreams, that means that this Neptune retrograde is really affecting you. So the other planetary aspect this week, on Tuesday, we've got Mercury, planet of communication, forming a really nice trine to Jupiter. So we've got Mercury in Cancer forming a really nice trine to Jupiter in Scorpio. This is great news for the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces. Really great news. It's all about definitely tuning into your intuition again. It's like focus on the forest and the trees, because details and grand plans merge together really easily, really well. It's like we're talkative, we're articulate, we're well-spoken. It's like focusing on favorite subjects. And if you're planning travel, do it this week, or schedule or book it this week under this influence. On Wednesday, we've got Mercury, planet of communication again in Cancer, forming a really nice trine to Neptune. Neptune is currently in Pisces. So this tells me that we've got a grand water trine. As I mentioned earlier in the show, early July, we've got a grand water trine. This week, we've got a grand water trine with Mercury, Jupiter, and Neptune. This is a fantastic influence for paying attention to intuition, having doing some sort of spiritual practice, and also I said anything about traveling would be quite good as well. We're communicating not through words necessarily, but through other subconscious ways and means. And then on Thursday, we have love planet Venus in Leo forming an opposition, a tense opposition to Mars in Aquarius. So Venus is the planet of love. Mars is the planet of passion, and they're going to be at odds with each other this week. And if you are a fixed sign, that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, pay attention. Relationships might be a little bit tense this week due to this Venus-Mars opposition. So concentrating on any work is going to be difficult this week and maybe next. Our minds are elsewhere, and that would be on our relationships. So it's like, you know, that song, I can't get no satisfaction. That might be sort of a general feeling with this influence, Venus opposite Mars. We might be feeling hot-blooded, but a little bit frustrated, maybe a bit shy about coming on too strong. If you're single and you're dating this week, pay attention, you know, just watch it a bit. Maybe inhibitions could be blocking our passions. Maybe some folks will simply ignore their caution and be overbearing or impatient in matters of love and affection. Be careful, you know, we might not see eye to eye with our partner if you're coupled. Actually, even if you're in a business relationship, there might be trying to find compromise here. And then on Friday, we've got the sun forming a sextile to Uranus, which I did mention before. That's really great for any sort of out-of-the-box type of thinking. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to whiz through this really fast. Saturday, we've got Mercury opposite Pluto. Our minds are like a detective. So for your weekly horoscope, I'm just going to give you some keywords here. If you're an Aries, be careful about jealousy, sort of holding your temper. If you are a Taurus, you know, something might crop up at work which is likely to impact your closest relationship. If you're a Gemini, be careful of conflict between your public and private life this week. Find a compromise. Cancer, practice gratitude, I think, would be the key word here. If you're a Leo, try not to dig your heels in and be a little bit more flexible. And if you're a Virgo, you might be sacrificing too much. If you're a Libra, don't allow others to lead you astray. If you're a Scorpio, look to the past for the mistakes that you've made to help you make wise choices in the future. If you are a Sagittarius, It's going to be really important this week to avoid bluffing your way through something important. And if it really does matter, then take the time to do it properly. Procedures and rules matter right now. If you are a Capricorn, then resources are stretched this week, both financially and practically. It might be prudent to change your plans and allow extra time to get one particular goal sorted out. So be sure to be flexible. If you are an Aquarian, maybe drop the mask and reveal who you truly are. It's comforting to hide behind an image, but that won't help you personally or professionally. So speak up and be true to yourself, and then you'll find people will be much more welcoming and accepting if you do. And finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, don't be afraid to suggest imaginative or innovative solutions to a problem. Now, remember I said at the end of the week, the sun was forming a really nice sextile to inventive Uranus. So it's sort of like Pisces, just because something hasn't been done before doesn't mean it might not work this time. So this applies to personal and professional life. So it's going to be really important that you try something different, especially with that influence of the sun forming a sextile to Uranus. And there you have it. Thank you for joining me. This is The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Wishing you a great week, and be sure to tune in next week.